off the crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossover. Cross him up and sit him down.
All right, so that may be the first time that I teased the crossover.
Oh.
But we were talking about the Field of Dreams game right before. It's one of the things on TV tonight. So I saw this start to crop up a couple days ago. Josh and Ravi are here. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
So did you see the tweet from Tim Burke last night?
Yes.
Yesterday.
Did we mention this on the show, or was it just an off-the-air conversation? Because I know it came down during the show yesterday.
So he had he's basically throwing this out there because he heard it.
Yeah.
He says, a man hears Fox is testing a reanimated Harry Carey in hologram form for tomorrow's Field of Dreams game. Someone who has seen the footage says it is, quote, unconvincing and, quote, possibly offensive. And then
lots of questions.
And then today, Fox officially puts out, tonight you'll see a seventh inning stretch that could only happen with the magic of the Field of Dreams. And it has the picture of, you know, the Harry Carey logo on there.
Can we please bug John today and get his take on this?
This is going
to
be
I need
so
to know
bad.
What
Call
John
him,
thinks
Nick.
About this.
Call him.
So bad.
I'm going to text him.
What does possibly offensive mean? Is he going to say slurs? Like, what are we talking about?
He'll be a drunk hologram.
It's Harry Carey unplugged.
Finally, we get his real that. Thoughts. That's the part that I want to begin at is, like, if it is possibly offensive. Offensive to whom?
So maybe to Harry Carey?
He's dead, so.
I think sometimes it is considered offensive to reanimate a dead person to that person's family if they haven't given their express consent.
Do you think Harry
like
Carey
that.
Was offended by the Will Ferrell version of Harry Carey? Because, I mean, that wasn't...
I don't think...
Hi.
I think they talked about it once.
That is now Harry Carey's legacy.
Will Ferrell?
Harry Carey's legacy is actually fake Harry Carey.
Would you eat the moon if it were
like,
made of spare
would
rib?
You eat it? That's now what I think about when I think of Harry Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
I think that's... Oh. I mean, I don't know. I thought there was going to be some takes here. I don't know. But this is a horrible idea. And they should not do this. And that is.
I think they should do it.
Oh, okay.
I think they should. So, like, John has this take, and I disagree with him immensely. But he always says that politicians should stop talking about sports because they're always wrong. To which I say,
no.
They should continue to talk about sports because they're wrong.
Nice. You must love the Live Tour.
Not that type of sports. I like it when a politician's like, you know, I love my favorite team, and then they can't name a player.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you remember, did you ever watch Veep? Either of you watched Veep?
I did not see Veep.
So Selena, she eventually, spoiler alert, she became president.
What? She's not the Veep?
Selena Gomez? Yeah.
No, not her. Oh. Though she's on a show I like,
Julia
too.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Yes.
Only Murders in the Building?
Yes, great show.
I haven't watched it.
I thought you were a big Wizards of Waverly Place guy.
Definitely not.
Nice.
Underrated.
Yeah.
But she was on, like, one of the Sunday talk shows. And
chit-chat shows?
And, yes. And the guy wanted to talk about the NFL. He was like, I hear you're a Ravens fan. And she goes, yeah, I love them. And he goes, well, what do you think about Ray Rice? And this is before, by the way, the Ray Rice situation. And, of course, she doesn't know who Ray Rice is. So she goes,
oh, it would have been
Ray
better
Rice.
If it was after the Ray Rice situation.
That scene is aged very funny. But she goes, Ray Rice, he played nice, which has always destroyed me. And I'm like, more politicians talking about sports.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It's pretty like, entertaining.
It's like when you get one of the, like a movie star or something on a national talk show. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a big USC fan or something because they went to USC film school
mm-hmm.
but haven't watched a USC football game in 15 years.
Yeah.
And they're like, is Matt Leinart still on the team?
The governor, I think, or maybe the mayor of Houston at the time when the Royals were playing the Astros in the 2015 ALDS, he prematurely congratulated the Astros on making the ALCS. And then the Royals proceeded to score four runs in the eighth and then won the next game, too. And they did not advance to the ALCS. I thought
awesome.
That one was pretty good.
So he
good.
Cursed the Astros.
He
nice.
Did. Yeah, I love when that happens, too. People curse teams.
Yeah.
Well, especially the Astros.
Oh, we... Yeah, I heard you guys talking to Brunts about the bargain or the whatever it's called, the surprise
the mystery bin.
Mystery bin for 47. I'm wearing a 47 hat today, but he said he got an Astros one. That made me laugh.
He got he's gone into the mystery bin twice and out came he's an A's fan a Mariners hat and an Astros hat. Two teams in division.
At least he's okay with the Mariners hat because they're usually very cool. Old school, new school, whatever it is. It's a cool hat.
Exactly. I think you could just wear hats.
Down with the Astros.
Ravi, I know Ravi's with me on this take.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I just like a cool hat.
Yeah, definitely.
I will say the old school Astros logo I do like. The big orange star with the H in the middle.
Yeah.
That's a good looking hat.
They brought that back. That's their logo or one of their logos.
Yeah, it's much better than the like late 90s.
The star that's not completed.
Yeah, the incomplete gold star on the navy background doesn't work for me.
Oh, yeah.
But the old school Astros hat is a nice, it's a clean looking hat.
A couple of responses that we've gotten.
Fake Harry Carey.
I don't know if I can read this one.
They should do hologram Will Ferrell. Even though he's alive.
That'd be nice. And that's where I was going with this app. Thank you, because Chance texts in.
Hello, Chance.
To my personal phone, actually, so I don't know if I should read it, but I'm going to. I consider Hitler turkey memes possibly offensive. Yeah, we don't want to put those on Major League Baseball on Fox
tonight. No more of that today.
No more? No, Chance, keep tweeting them.
I didn't start that.
He literally untagged himself.
I know, I saw.
I did.
Yeah, I saw.
I was like, no, thank you. Well, nothing to do with this.
Shang Ping Appreciation Club, though, says, have hologram Harry Carey drink 100 Coors Lights with Wade Boggs during the game.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That might be offensive to Harry's family.
With the real Wade Boggs or with a hologram Wade Boggs?
Could you do it in one plane ride?
Yeah.
Like the real Wade Boggs
allegedly.
Did.
Is that how many it was? 100?
100 beers.
That's disgusting. My stomach, ugh. Just thinking about.
That's too many. I still don't believe it.
Dude, that one night on three
was
beers
was it a
cross-country
flight?
Even if it's a cross-country flight, you're talking, what, 6 hours?
Yeah, if you're going east to west, you know, you add some more with the headwind.
Okay, so let's call it 7 hours, to be fair, to be
right,
generous.
Nick? Yeah, urban aviation.
Yeah, they're in that flying game.
Flight tracker, yeah.
Okay, let's call it 7, to be generous.
7 hours!
7.
Okay.
Commercial-free football.
So that's what?
Oh.
13 beers an hour, basically? Right?
Yes.
That's 101? 13?
No, that's 91, actually.
91. So 14 beers an hour?
14 beers an hour.
That's a beer basically every 4.5 minutes?
Yeah, have you ever done a power hour? You
just not a power seven.
It's just a power hour.
How many per hour is that, you said?
About 14.
Just a power hour 14. 6 times in a row.
Wow, that's a lot of beers. That would, I mean, the hour would destroy me.
That's too many beers.
What's the most beers you've ever had in a night?
In one beer drinking.
One evening, yeah. And let's say like a can or a bottle. Like I'm not saying like a couple of small pours.
I don't know, probably like 20.
Whoa. 20? Yeah. I think mine is like 12. Yeah. I had 12 on the first night of a golf trip one time.
Yeah.
But
if you count like all day.
We started at like 7.
Yeah.
And we ended at like 11.
I probably hit 21.
That
twice.
Was a great night.
I'd say I'm south of 20, north of 12.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range, like in the teens, I think.
Ohio State game 2016, I also had, I think, north of 10 during the game.
I mean, there's some tailgates where you just sort of lose track.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think
football game days.
I think I've gotten to around 10, but I'm more of a liquor guy. Like, I'll have beer more as a primer.
Liquor.
We should do a little contest.
Should we see how many beers?
16-20 the zone case race?
Yes.
We should see how many beers we can finish during our show.
Oh, that would be... Bad.
That's 4 hours.
I would hate to.
Can we get a rideshare company to sponsor that?
Yeah, get an Uber home. I would not want to listen to the end of that show.
Do it.
Nobody would want to listen to.
We'd all sound like Harry Carey.
We should be burping the whole time.
That's true. A lot of burping.
We should do it on Black Friday, the second drunkest day of the year.
Mm.
And
he's on overreaction.
Or no, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, good.
Isn't it the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's like a big party night.
Because everybody comes home and like doesn't want to hang out with their family, so they get drunk instead.
Yeah,
for sure.
Wednesday before Thanksgiving, everybody just...
It's on a Thursday this year.
Everybody just drinks.
This was real last year. He didn't know Thanksgiving was Thursday.
On an every year.
Every year, man.
It's on a Thursday.
Yeah. Every year.
1620 to Kegger, says Ziggy.
We've tossed around the idea of, like, you know, doing a podcast and having a couple beers and, like, doing some Husker takes before.
Oh, that'd be a good time.
Yeah. With everybody? That'd be great. I don't know who wouldn't want to buy that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I should be sponsored today.
Yeah. Get a beer sponsor. Oh. Get a ride share.
Yeah.
Ride share.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was so hard to say.
As long as at the beginning we say drink responsibly, we're good. right?
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Maybe
like,
they don't even know we're drinking.
Maybe like once an hour.
Yeah. Hey, drink responsibly. Maybe we're getting a ride home.
Maybe we should do a show where you're drinking the entire time and wait, see how long it takes for people to think you're drunk.
Oh.
That could be fun.
Oh. Hap? Are we doing this?
Yeah, all right, I'm in. I'm all the way in.
I showed up drunk.
You know me, I love podcasts and doing podcasts.
You are
and
a drinking. Huge podcast yeah. guy.
And
you love beer. Yeah, get
beer.
Some hazies.
Yep, all the hazy IPAs.
Oh, you guys with your hazy IPAs.
He doesn't like them anymore.
No, I'm actually out on hazy IPAs.
If you're trying to do a malt, like a lot of beers, hazies are not the way to
go. Yeah, you can only drink like a half. Yeah.
Well, seriously, we did that one night, and it ruined... Now, it ruined him for hazies forever. It ruined me for like a month where I was like, I don't like them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
because we had like
much.
Six or seven of them.
So I actually went back. One of our places, Cross Strain, here in town, you know, everybody has a great affinity for their double dry hop fairy nectar.
Hell yeah, they do, Ravi.
Not everybody.
We loved it. I loved it. It was very, very good. It was one of the best beers there was. And I was like, you know what? I've taken enough of a break from this. This is just a couple months ago. I went back. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot. Maybe it's been long enough where it's like cleared out of my head and my body now.
And?
It's not.
Nope.
It still sucks. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for me anymore.
That's such a bummer because that's still my go-to. Like every now and then I'll be like, I don't want hazies. And then like a week later, I'm like, I'm back into hazies again.
There was this one time, I guess, when I was a kid when I like ate too much spaghetti and I puked and I couldn't eat spaghetti for a long time. So maybe it's kind of like that. But I don't think I threw up. Maybe I just had too much hazy.
I remember my mouth felt bad at the end of that night.
Sure.
You know, like when you would go to a movie theater as a kid and you get the box of sweet tarts and you would just eat like the whole box and your mouth would feel like trash at the end. That's how I felt with hazy IPAs at the end of
I didn't
night.
Do that.
You didn't ever do that? A little box of sweet tarts?
I never really liked
diabetes.
Sorry about that, Robbie. I apologize.
I do that still with Sour Patch Kids. I ate too many Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, your mouth's going to be trash.
I don't even
man.
Know what happens, but I just love the Sour Patch Kids and I feel horrible. Horrible.
Just get lost.
They make those Sour Patch Kids in a huge bag now.
They do, yeah.
I eat them all.
Jordan says, you could start a podcast, Drinking Beers and Talking Skurs. Maybe title it with how many beers you'll drink. Maybe Happer can host it.
That's crazy.
And Greg and Lane says, no, little to no mention of the red clad team.
That's true. We don't talk about
those are the rules.
Yep.
Those are the rules.
Now, the rules are not meant to be broken either. They are hard and fast rules
of the
podcast, as always.
I think we should bring it back. I think our company would love to have such a thing under their umbrella where we're just
you think so?
Getting trashed.
I do love umbrellas.
Podcasts, yeah. I need a better umbrella.
On a guy.
Really? Why don't you go ahead and expand on that a little bit.
Top five umbrellas.
I don't think I've ever...
Get Josh back in.
...actually used an umbrella.
Dude, I bet you...
Whoa, really?
You seem like a guy who would have an umbrella in his drink somewhere at some point.
Oh, yeah. No, I like an umbrella drink for sure.
Heck yeah.
Listen, I've long got over the, I need to drink whiskey and look like a man.
Heck no.
You know what I'm drinking? Something frozen, fruity.
I like frozen stuff.
And delicious.
I like cold, fruity drink.
I don't like getting brain freeze when I drink.
Yeah, same.
Well, see,
I'm with you. Yeah.
You got to let it sit for a minute. The frozen drink is your second drink, right? You order it when you're about halfway done with your first. You let the frozen sit for
especially
because
you're usually outside when you're having one of these.
Yeah, so it melts just a little bit. Brain freeze gone. You still get the enjoyment of the frozen texture. I'm a big slushy guy.
I also had a bad experience with a frozen daiquiris at a pool in
daiquiris.
Vegas. That was not great.
See, I like I prefer a
that
blended.
Sounds like such a Vegas story.
Prefer a blended
it was
margarita
not great
over a daiquiri.
At all.
Yeah, you know me. You know me and my margs.
I'm a big marg guy.
Oh yeah.
Do the drink umbrellas serve a function other than aesthetics?
Like, it's just
a, I get it's
just
garnish,
a vibe.
But could it serve a function?
Just a vibe.
Why does Chance keep doing this?
Umbrella? They're like, you know what this margarita needs? A nice umbrella.
Maybe it's to shade your drink to keep it from melting or getting warm.
In that one specific inch diameter circle?
Listen, if you're not getting bigger umbrellas, you need to have a chat with your bartender friend.
You good, Josh?
Chance is tweeting again.
Chance has to stop.
Oh, no. Chance.
Robbie's going to untag himself
Chance's
again.
We need to take Twitter away.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to.
You want to read it?
We're just
Nick,
gonna
read what he said there.
Leave this conversation.
Why do we have to talk about this so much? Why does that? Why
I don't
that,
know. Chance that, is the one doing it.
Chance, you're not using the umlaut the right way. That's not how those letters work.
Yeah, I took German for a few years.
I feel like that person comes up way too often on this show.
Hey, it's your crossover. This is your fault.
Yeah, this is actually my show.
Yeah, it's still your show. You introduce it.
It's 2 o'clock. You guys go to from two to six. Right?
We're not. The crossover is still the Happer show. It's not. It's not our show until you say, "All right, guys, see you later." Then it becomes Unsportsmanlike. Yeah.
Wow. So Damon and Gary have a 5 hour show.
Oh yeah.
It's great.
And yours is like 3:15.
Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know.
Listen, it goes on. It goes on the podcast of the previous one, right? So this is on you.
It goes on ours. Solid argument for this being our show.
We need to change that.
Thank you, Ravi. Appreciate
that.
Brian says, I saved those umbrellas for my pet hamster.
That's smart.
Hey, always got to have it for the little hamster.
The hamsters like the umbrellas?
The rain. Yeah.
Well, do you want to be a wet or hot hamster?
I don't want to be a hamster
I don't want any hamsters around me at all.
Josh comments on the YouTube page, the umlaut is your critique, Nick.
Well, no, that was the initial. I didn't even read the full thing. I just saw the misuse of the umlaut.
He's an aficionado.
Did you read it there, Ravi?
I did, and immediately untagged myself.
You're not going to get in trouble for getting tagged.
Ravi, don't play that.
I don't mess with it.
It's just like a tag. You're not going to get in trouble.
My silence is an endorsement. Yeah, just untagging.
You're complicit. You don't want to be complicit.
Untagging myself from all that nonsense.
Chance, that's horrible.
Where does he find these so quickly?
I don't know.
He makes them.
No, I mean, he's got to find the pictures.
I mean, if you Google his name, go to images.
So Chance's name, these all pop up if you Google
Why are we
Chance.
Worried about Chance getting fired?
Chance is the one tweeting them.
Yeah.
Their memes.
He put the umlaut over some use,
See,
but not
I love,
all the use.
I love where Nick is triggered by this. It's not, you know, the person. It's the umlauts.
The person's not worth getting triggered over. He's a bad guy. He should never exist, and nobody should talk about him.
Wow, there you go.
Sounds like we're kind of triggered about him. Probably should be.
I'm triggered that he existed.
We should be triggered by him, Nick.
You don't want to ignore him.
I'm not ignoring him. Mm. I'm not denying he was a bad person.
Wow, he's...
I'm glad that you're not denying that.
I'm just not going to say anything here at all.
Yeah, you're probably making the right decision there, Robbie.
Good call. You might get freezing cold takes. You might make that guy's book.
Oh, yeah. How was that guy?
It was good. It was good. He brought up a tweet from a former Omaha radio host that he said was one of the funniest of all time that he's ever gotten. A former Omaha radio host. Ooh. He tweeted during the Iron Bowl in 2017, I actually like something along the lines of, what's to lose here? I think Nick Saban should kick a field goal. It was amazing. It's the most amazing tweet ever. He said that was one of his favorite of all time.
That's pretty good.
Just with the timing of everything.
Oopsies.
Tough deal. He no longer is in radio.
Mm. I think I know who that guy is.
I don't think he has
then.
A Twitter account either.
Yeah, I think he deleted it a few years ago.
I believe he's a lawyer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, then, we're thinking of the same guy.
Yep.
Going to say whatever happened to that guy.
That's a pretty good story.
That's a good one.
There's been some good ones. So.
We
got to make sure we stay away from that here on the crossover specifically.
Nothing to lose here to kick a field goal. That's classic.
Nothing to lose. And then
literally
2 minutes later,
lost
tops.
Everything.
Yeah. Lost everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops.
All right, well, I'm probably going to leave now.
All right, Connor Happer Show is now done. So now we move on from horrible people in history, which were talked about on the Connor Happer Show.
The Connor Happer Show, which ran a solid 3 hours and 28 minutes.
That's right, because of the crossover.
We didn't have an hour crossover this morning.
Yeah, that's right. They're fill-ins.
Next week.
The Connor Happer Show will start at 11.
So you were working overtime today.
The way back, yes. it was about 4 hours, I guess.
That's
about how long we went on the crossover this morning,
nice.
Too.
Yeah, an abbreviated Unsportsmanlike Iconic today. We'll be on for about 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, you guys never have to do a full show if that's the case.
Yeah, not anymore, I guess.
We'll have to
take that up with the bosses.
That's what we do.
Yeah, man, maybe we should.
I don't care. I don't work here.
Yeah, that's
Has great. Anybody in the building ever negotiated for one of their coworkers to have less pay? Because that's what I'm going to do. You guys should get paid less. You can do less of a show.
I got to talk to you. About what Josh is making. No more.
Less than what it is now. I've done some math.
I need it prorated.
Listen, it's got to be about 84% of what he was making before.
All right, see you.
All right, bye-bye. That's Connor Happer of the Connor Happer Show. When we return, we will set up today's edition of Unsportsmanlike Iconic. By the way, Chance has followed up and says, I literally call him a monster in the tweet, SMH. He does call him a monster.
It's just that he is.
I just don't want to be there. I just don't want to be there.
Josh has another comment on YouTube quoting Nick. Hitler is not worth being triggered over. Wow. Tough look for Nick. We'll see if we can get him back on track as the program unfolds today. I don't think Nick was very appreciative of that joke, but I'm laughing.
That was a good joke.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, couldn't agree more. Yeah. Sports Iconic starts next on 1620 The Zone.